In preparing for this morning, for the opening, I want to read to you the titles as we're reading through the Bible in a year. The different sections of the scripture that we read have titles. And I'd just like to go through the titles from yesterday and today. Oh, but I have to have my glasses.
That's just a nod to reality, right? Here we go. I'll hold that for you.
That print has been a challenge anyway this year, hasn't it, for some of us? Yes. God's sledgehammer anger. Your evil life is piercing your heart. Experts at evil. You're not going to seduce anyone. Sins are piled sky high. Eyes that don't really look, ears that don't really listen. We're in Jeremiah and in Isaiah.
Okay, who's ready to sing?
To stand for nothing and stand up for no one. A city full of lies. Is anyone listening? Death is on the prowl. People mighty and merciless. And from today's reading, the nation that wouldn't obey God. To know everything but God's word. Might we pause on that one just for a moment? To know everything. I can know everything in a second by pushing Google and writing in the question. Any question. And I can know anything. Are we as diligent in knowing God's word,
powerful,
as we are in searching Google?
Wow.
What are you searching, Google or God's word? I got to preaching there. I'm just reading the titles.
It's a great message.
Advancing from one evil to the next. A life that is all outside, but no inside. Anger and chaos and killing. Are those uplifting or are those uplifting? Those were the titles of the reading. And so every paragraph went on to describe the sad state of mankind. And the thing that I found is so many of the sentences actually applied to today, living in the United States of America or in the world today. And at the end, the only thing I could think... only thing I could think is, thank God, I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen.
And my heart just swelled up with that song. I live in another kingdom. I don't live in that kingdom that I described, that the Bible's describing. We don't live there. We live in the kingdom, as Pastor Carl spoke on last week. We live in a different place. We're on this earth. But we live in a kingdom, and that kingdom is expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding. 200,000 new conversions a day to Christianity. That is big time, folks.
That's
something
right.
Something is happening. God is on the move.
Yes, He is.
Maybe not in the state of Washington, but God is on the move in the world, and we're a part of it. We're a part of something different, and every time we express the kingdom of God to one another in any form, whether it's a smile, a greeting, or for a prayer for one another, we are showing forth not the kingdom of this world, but the kingdom of God. And it is precious. And I'm seeking and looking and searching, not for things on Google. I'm searching for the kingdom of God in you, Cease.
Yes.
In you, expressed to the world.
Yes.
I'm seeking the kingdom of God in you, Marilyn, and I'm finding it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Pat, in everyone else, we're looking and wanting to experience the kingdom of God. So let's stand together. And instead of saying something up on the board, let's sing that we really are glad to be a part of the kingdom of God. Amen.